Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. Thanks so much for joining me today on Naturally Savvy. My fabulous co-host, Andrea, is off today. Andrea, I hope you're having a good time. Back with us again, the fabulous Lisa and Ron Beres. They are the go-to green folks that I adore. And today we're going to talk about the truth about phthalates. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
How's it going?
I'm good. It's great to have you on. All right, Lisa, jump right in. And we should let people know it's spelled P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S, but it's pronounced phthalates. I'd asked this question just
Correct.
Before we started. I would have been like, what are phalala things?
But phthalates. I know. I hear this word pronounced yes. a lot. It's yeah, exactly right. Picture phthal okay. and then the number 8 after it. So phthalates. Good to
nice.
Know because you might want to look for it on your ingredient label. But, you know, a lot today a lot of us are really going to extreme lengths to protect our homes and putting in, you know, secure windows and alarms. But, in fact, the criminal risk today isn't necessarily a thief, but rather these chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis. And we've been covering a lot of them with you guys, you know, every other week. And today we're going to talk about these phthalates, which are a group of plasticizers that are used to make products, particularly PVC, more flexible. They make plastic resilient. And they're also used in children's toys, and they're found in home goods such as PVC, anything with PVC, PVC shower curtains, vinyl flooring, wall coverings, even our shampoo, our nail polish, hairspray, lubricants, and wood finishers. So these class of chemicals are found, they're ubiquitous in our homes today and in our lives. And they're used in, when I mentioned the personal care products, they're used in those particular items to make the scent linger longer. And if you're going to look for them on your label, you're going to need to be a bit of a detective because there are dozens of different types of phthalates. I'm just going to list some of them for you real quick because we don't have time to get into all of them, but DBP, DINP, DEP, DEHP, DMP, BBP, DNOP. Why am I telling why am I telling you that?
Because A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Sounds like
the whole alphabet.
Right. And if I pronounced them, you'd be like, forget about it. But why I'm telling you that is when you look on the back of your personal care product, you're not necessarily going to see the word phthalate. So dibutyl phthalate would be listed as DBP or likewise. And also the word fragrance. I think we talked about this in the laundry interview that we did. The word fragrance is protected by its trade secrets when you see that on personal care products. So they can hide hundreds of chemicals behind that word. And one of the things they hide behind that word is phthalates. And you want to make sure that you're avoiding any product that has the word phthalate, any of those acronyms I mentioned, or the word fragrance. Why? Because there's a lot of health risks associated with these chemicals.
There really are. Actually,
yeah, Ron, jump in and tell us.
Oh, well, I will. The most common health risk of phthalates is endocrine disruption. So basically, they're potent hormone disruptors. They're linked to reproductive system issues. In fact, researchers at the University of Rochester School of Medicine back in 2008, they actually found that phthalates may have feminizing properties in humans. And this is not surprising. There's been numerous studies and tests. For example, the EWG, we've talked about them a few times, the Environmental Working Group, they have a chemical index, and they discovered that several phthalate compounds have caused reduced sperm count, structural abnormalities in the reproductive systems of male test animals. And some studies have actually linked phthalates to liver cancer. And so that's according to the U.S. Center of Disease Control. The list goes on. EPA considers phthalates a probable carcinogen. And exposure to phthalates can come in many ways. Lisa was giving some examples earlier. But they've actually discovered that phthalates found in household dust, and believe me, it is in the dust. We talked about dust a few weeks back with you, Lisa. It's been linked to rhinitis, eczema, and asthma in children. So it's significant, and it's around us. And
yeah, and dust, obviously the levels of phthalates in indoor air is much higher, of course, than outdoor because of all these products that we bring into our homes have them. And we talked about vinyl flooring, PVC, and I just want to preface that because there is linoleum that you know, is made from linseed and flax that doesn't have PVC. So it's PVC particular flooring. They were found to have two types of phthalates, the BVP and the DEHP, which were higher in the indoor air. So in addition to, Ron mentioned, you know, some of the health effects, you know, we find these levels of phthalates in the dust, so we're breathing them in. They're found in human urine, they're found in blood, and they're found in breast milk. So this is the problem for mothers who are breastfeeding. These phthalates get passed to the baby, and this is because they're really linked to the hormone system. Very similar to BPA that we talked about last time. BPA is used to harden plastics. This is used to soften, but they're both endocrine-disrupting chemicals, and they're, you know, the health effects are very scary, and we're all being affected. EWG, who we talk about a lot because we love them, they analyzed 3,163 different chemicals in their database, if you're familiar with their cosmetics database, and in these, all hiding behind the word fragrance, and they rated them from toxicity level from a 1 to a 10, 10 being the highest. And they found the two types of phthalates, the dibutyl phthalate and the DEHP, received a score of 10. And, again, they're found in our PVC plastics. They're used in latex, even in nail polishes and other cosmetic products. And you can find them in vinyl tile, carpet, artificial leather, and even in some adhesives. And I want to say one other thing.
That is scary.
It's so scary. You know, it's something that a lot of people aren't. Were you aware of phthalates before today? Like,
yes.
Okay.
But not in the extent. Now I know more.
Yeah, right. Maybe in a basic level. People don't really realize, you know, how scary and how prevalent they are. So national data collected by the CDC found that the highest levels are surprisingly in children ages 6 to 11 and in women. So, of course, because we're using so many personal care products. And then blacks have higher levels of phthalates than white people do. And, again, they've been detected in breast milk and urine, and they cross the placenta and expose fetuses to these hazards.
There's good news, though. We have tips.
So what can we do?
There is good news.
We have tips. Here's four tips to avoid the phthalates. Okay, number one, that's kind of a recap, too, of everything. Okay, choose healthier personal care items. And we mentioned EWG a few times now. They have a database called Skin Deep that basically lists the ingredients and products. Check that out. Identify healthier personal care items. Number two, avoid plastic toys, okay? You know, opt for wooden toys or organic cotton instead. Number three, avoid PVC, vinyl flooring, and shower curtains. And so this is simple. You can actually look for flooring made of reclaimed wood, tile, concrete, cork, and so forth. So you can look for hemp for shower curtains. Very effective. Number four, avoid toxic air fresheners. Okay, phthalates, they're used in air fresheners, and this is to maintain what Lisa said, the lingering fragrance that's out there. So, but if you follow those four steps, that's a great way to avoid the phthalates.
And one other thing, phthalates were also found in food packaging. So they did a study and found that people who led a mainly vegetarian diet had significantly lower levels of phthalates in their urine. So that's pretty interesting when you think about that. When you're eating just straight from the source, you're eating your fruits and veggies, you know, from the farm or you're growing them, you're going to be less exposed to these plastic chemicals in the food packaging. So that's a really easy fix.
Oh, now what about the plastic? You know what? We actually have to wrap up. I'm going to ask you next time. That'll keep everybody on their feet. You can learn more about Ron and Lisa at www.ronandlisa.com. Also, check out their book, Just Green It, Simple Swaps to Save the Planet and Your Health. And, of course, Twitter, at Ron and Lisa. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.